Hey guys, Bill Kavanaugh checking in from the Amigo. We just finished up our game fish attempt here this morning. We tried a couple different areas for sea bass. We ended up catching 3 sea bass here for our efforts this morning. They're beautiful fish. They're like 25 to 30 pound fish, but did a little recon, looked at a couple different areas, crossed off a couple things. The one thing of note that I came away with here today is there's a pretty tremendous sign of squid moving in a couple of different areas right now, and this is kind of what we've been waiting for. There's also been a very impressive sign of white sea bass up here in the Northern Channel Islands. I know there's been a couple of different big schools seen, and we've just been kind of waiting for the squid to come in for these schools to get settled in on it. So the squid's in place now. It's kind of a matter of time for these schools to get it located and get all settled in. But there's bits and pieces of sea bass and squid in a number of different areas here now. In a couple areas, there's a pretty impressive amount of squid that has moved in. So that's what we came away with here this morning. And even though we didn't catch as many game fish as we would have liked here today, we got all tanked up on squid, so we got that going for us. So we're fully loaded down with tanks of squid on board, and we switched gears. We're going to go try for some rockfish here this morning, and that's our report. So it was a good morning. We have a pretty light load on here. We only have, I think, 9 people on the boat, and we got 3 white sea bass. We did have a couple other bites. We did have a couple other opportunities that kind of went away. So a real quick rundown that I would like to recommend to everyone that's going to be coming out with us or one of the other outer island boats here in the Northern Channel Islands is, you know, I think 30-pound test is going to be your best bet. I like fluorocarbon. I'm a firm believer of it. I think it makes a big enough difference enough times that I use it all the time. It doesn't reflect light as much as standard mono. A 3-0 or a 4-0 circle hook and an 8 or a 10-ounce torpedo sinker. I like having my hook swing free in my loop. I tie a spider hitch for my loop when I have my loop fairly long, about 18 to 20 inches long. At any rate, with that rig, you know, it's real important when you guys get a bite, you need to let the fish load up the rod before you do anything. We did miss a couple bites here today because guys, when they first felt the fish on there, they got excited and they tightened up on their line to try to swing. And as everyone knows with a circle hook, if you try to swing at the circle hook, 9 out of 10 times you're going to miss the bite because that circle hook's not going to get into the fish's mouth. So you get bit with these sea bass, you just want to wait for the fish to load your rod up before you do anything. You kind of want to keep it kind of as simple as you can, almost doing nothing, almost letting the fish do it all themselves. Just wait for that rod to load up. Usually you're going to feel a couple taps on your line, then the fish eats the bait, rod loads up. Then all you want to do is start winding. Another thing is you have to fish a lighter drag. Sea bass have fairly soft mouths, so I always tell my guys to fish your drag on the light side, and you can always tighten it up after the fish makes the first couple runs. And those are the key elements that you guys need to know when you come out here because, like I say, we landed 3 fish here today, but we lost another 3 or 4 because of missed opportunities. One, the drag was too tight, and 2 of our other bites, the guys were fishing circle hooks. They first felt that bite, they got excited, and they swung on the rod, and they missed the bite. So, you know, our 3-fish morning very easily could have been a 6-fish morning. But at any rate, I just wanted to throw that out there because those are the couple things I've seen, couple small little mistakes I've seen some of the guys make that have, you know, allowed them to miss some opportunities. So anyhow, that's it. That's our report this morning. We're going to go fish rockfish. We've got nice weather up here. And we are full for our trip tonight. We are chartered on Saturday. I believe we have a couple spots available on our Saturday night fishing Sunday trip. Things are getting better up here all the time. It's very fun fishing. So, you know, like I've mentioned in the past, or anyone that's had a conversation with me about this, you know, we have some pretty impressive game fishing up here, especially this time of year, but we always have the fallback of incredible rock fishing. So we're going to go get in on some of that right now and then go from there. That's our report. We'll check in later. We're out.